Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards' municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with a certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged-in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Ms. Cedar, roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill.
Here.
Councilmember Carmichael. Councilmember Leibowitz. Councilmember Lombardi.
Here.
Councilmember Rashid.
Here.
Councilmember Erin.
Here.
Council President Espinosa.
Here. Please join me in saluting the flag.
United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Are there any comments from administration and council regarding the adjournment of any matters on this agenda?
No.
I see no one. Thank you. Open to the public. Comments regarding item number 9, I'm sorry, number 13, consent agenda items. Open to the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you will have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anybody on hold?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. Closing to the remote attendees. Opening to the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. I see no one on the podium. Closing to the in-person attendees. Item number 8, ordinance second reading, authorizing deed.
If I may, Council President, we'd like to have the proclamation.
Sorry about that. Okay. I skipped number 7. The important one, why everybody's here.
I promised two young kids up in the front row that they would be first out of the gate. So.
I was going to leave you guys to the end, but I guess we'll make it out. Okay.
I'd like to read this proclamation, and I want to thank the collaboration with the school district, our Piscataway Police Department Traffic Safety Division, as well as the young students who started the organization. So let me read the proclamation, then we're going to have, I want to recognize Assistant Superintendent Dr. Lottman. Where are you, Dr. Lottman? He's hiding in the back over there. And then obviously their supervisor, Ms. Benjamin, right there, who's in the front row with her family. So, whereas the leadership team at Piscataway High School's newly formed chapter of Students Against Destructive Decisions, SAD Club, has demonstrated exceptional dedication and initiative during the 24-25 school year. And whereas the club was established with the vision of empowering students to work collectively and creating a healthier and safer world through positive decision-making. And whereas under exemplary leadership of these students, the SAD club has experienced a remarkable growth, reaching membership of nearly 40 students in its inaugural year. And whereas the club is actively participating in the Brain Injury Alliance of New Jersey, You Got Brains Championship Schools program dedicated to promoting teen driving safety. And whereas these proactive student leaders surveyed the Piscataway Police Department to identify the traffic safety issues with the most significant negative impact on teen drivers, with speeding emerging as the overwhelming concern. And whereas they responded with the creation and the implementation of Piscataway You Know, Drive Safe, Drive Slow campaign designed to reduce teen speeding and subsequent collisions. Whereas the student-led initiative has successfully partnered with the Piscataway Police Department Traffic Safety Division's residential speed enforcement campaign, Piscataway promotes safe streets, amplified their collective impact. And whereas these dedicated students have worked alongside police officers to promote teen safety driving to their peers at Piscataway High School and throughout the community through various outreach events, including hosting a teen drive academy and conducting teen driver education seminars, organizing the Chalk the Walk events, facilitating open public forums on residential speeding, performing community road safety assessments. And whereas these students developed distinctive campaign logo featuring a well-recognized slogan, "Piscataway You Know," and Piscataway's black and gold colors, is now prominently displayed throughout the community on digital sign, car magnets, and Piscataway promotes safe streets lawn signs. And whereas these students have proven themselves to be true leaders and role models within Piscataway High School and broader community, demonstrating the power of peer-to-peer education in creating lasting change. Now, therefore, I, Brian Waller, the mayor of Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, along with the Township Governing Body, do hereby recognize Gabrielle Williams, Josiah Johnson, Tyler West, and Tavon Navarra, I believe I have it correct, for their outstanding work in promoting teen driving safety and their dedication to making positive difference in our community. I would be very remiss. One of the biggest complaints my office receives, as well as many of the council members up here, from residents is speeding within the individual neighborhoods. It is by far the largest complaint that we as government officials receive. And unfortunately, a lot of times when a traffic safety division goes out and does enforcement or awareness campaigns out there, 90% of the times it's folks that live within their own neighborhoods that are causing the problems. So I want to salute those students here at the high school and your colleagues for getting out there for public awareness and helping our police department spread the word. We want to remain things safe here in Piscataway, both for the pedestrians, the bicyclists, and the motoring public. That is the key that we do here in Piscataway Township, and we appreciate you all the hard work. Now, if I can ask the council president to please come forward, as well as the students and the police and the police officers, and while you're coming up, I'm going to ask Patrolman Clues to come up and speak on behalf of the police department. We're gonna get them there, Andy Warhol's 50 minutes of fame.
All right, so on behalf of the police department, we would like to thank everybody here, our mayor, all of our council members, school administration, very, very importantly, the club advisor, Mrs. Benjamin. This would not be possible. This whole thing today would not be possible without Mrs. Benjamin. Huge. Yeah, she deserves a round of applause. Give it up for her. And most importantly, our students, Gabby, Tomvi, Josiah, and Tyler. These are some of the best kids. These are some of the best students that you are going to see at Piscataway High School. They are the epitome of leadership at Piscataway High School. I go home and I tell my wife that I want my son to grow up like them, if that means. They are really great students, and at such a young age to understand that speeding has such negative consequences, not just on the not just as a community problem, but potential life-threatening consequences. For them to understand that at this age, it's really admirable. And to all of their peers, because this is just for the students, there's the 30-something other students in this club. And to all of their peers that are a part of this, it's very admirable what they're doing. And when we started this Safe Streets campaign a few years ago, we wanted to address that teen-related crashes involving unsafe speed were significantly higher than the state average. That was unacceptable. So over the last couple of years, we've worked to drop that number, and we have. And this right here, this combined, this collaborative effort is nonetheless a prime example of our efforts to, in fact, drop these speed-related crashes. And I'm sure if I could turn the mic over to Ms. Benjamin for just a minute. Yes.
Hi. I just have to say, I am really, really proud of the four of these kids. There isn't one thing that I haven't asked of them that they have not quickly said yes to. Tyler was super patient with me when he was creating our winning video and all the edits that I requested. Josiah with the creating the slogan and the logo. Everyone has done something. Jojo had once asked in a meeting what it was about each of the four of them. What was the reason that I picked them as the leaders? And I wrote them a nice email. I'm not going to go into the details for each of them, but I will say each of them has a special, unique quality that I was able to see early on. I've known a lot of them since they were freshmen, and I've been able to tap into those special individual qualities, and they were able to bring them to the group and let it all shine. They're leaders with their peers, and it's a testament. A lot of their peers are here right now to support them, and that just shows the leadership that you guys have. So we are super proud of you. On behalf of all of SAD, we are super proud of you guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We now return to your regular scheduled program. All right, back to agenda item number 8, ordinance second reading, authorizing deed of restriction of ecological park open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled an ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, authorizing a declaration of deed restriction for a conservation easement on the ecological park pursuant to NJSA 58:10-23.11 was introduced on the 6th day of May 2025 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 11th day of May 2025. Now therefore be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 5th, 2025, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2025-14.
Thank you, Ms. Theater. We're going to be opening to the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you would have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Cedar, do we have anybody in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Closing to the remote attendees. Opening to the in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion or of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. I see no one.
Can I make a comment right now, or is it too late? I know it should be okay, right? Okay. So I wanted, if we could go over, one of the residents had emailed and wanted to understand what environmental and community impact would have and what studies have been done from the township. So I wanted, if we could share it for the benefit of all the community, to understand what environmental studies or any community impacts we have done for the.
What is this for?
For the redevelopment, I think I'm mixing it up with the open spaces, but I'm.
This is item number.
Okay, I am extra fast because I need to leave early, so my brain's a little faster. We'll come back to this when it's that time. Okay.
Yeah, I know which item you're talking
about. Okay, thank you.
Okay, I see no one at the podium. Closing to the in-person attendees. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Item number 9, ordinance second reading, amending Chapter 7, Traffic Section 14, parking prohibited at all times. Fitz Randolph Road, entire length, open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 14, parking prohibited at all times on certain streets, was introduced on the 6th day of May, 2025, and had passed the first reading and was published on the 11th day of May, 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 5th, 2025, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2025-15.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. We're going to open to the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Cedar, do we have anybody in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Closing to the remote attendees. Opening to the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond if necessary. I see no one at the podium. In-person attendees section is closed. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Uren?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 10, ordinance first reading, amending Chapter 7, Traffic Section 26. And Chapter 31, Streets and Sidewalks, Section 1.12, Resolution Adopting Ordinance. Ms. Cedar?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 26, Turn Prohibitions, and Chapter 31, Streets and Sidewalks, Section 1.12, Removal of Inactive Utility Lines, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading of public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the first day of July 2025. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the Township Clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Opening to the public for remote. Correct, sorry. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Councilman Owen.
Roll call.
Councilmember Cahill.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Uren?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Item number 11, ordinance first reading. Adoption of redevelopment plan for block 5701, lots 11 and 12, 1700 South Washington Avenue, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled An Ordinance Adopting a Redevelopment Plan for Block 5701, Lots 11 and 12, 1700 South Washington Avenue, as shown on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the first day of July 2025. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the Township Clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. You had a comment for this one?
Yes. Correct timing now. Just for the information for all residents, because one resident had raised a concern about what are the environmental impacts, what would be the traffic impacts, or wildlife or wetlands. So just for the information for all residents, if we could share what studies have been done and conducted.
That is, Council President, that's required when the applicant goes to file an application before the planning board. They have to submit all due diligence and all information at the planning board time. This is for age-restricted housing site. This is one of the properties which we desperately need in this town. The resident in question did write the office, and it was responded to by the assistant township attorney in regards to that matter. Those residents that abut within the 200 feet of it will be noticed of it. They will have input on and the planning board, but it is a permitted use in that zone, age restricted. So,
and there's a big need for it in this community. I have many seniors asking me to please build something like this so they can stay in Piscataway.
Yeah, if I could, Council President, just to add on, we had that opportunity with Girling's Farms, but then that was when Chris Christie was the governor and the economy was such nobody was buying it, and then they converted that all without actually adjusting the zoning. So they became small pieces of property, but with families. But Councilwoman Rashid, they will come before the planning board. And so every resident in that 200-foot area will be noticed, and they will be allowed to come. So there's no, like right now, that's an approved use, but the developers have to come in, and they have to show what the, all of the work that they do is site impact. They're specialists, so.
The traffic site, they have to do environmental impact.
Exactly. So, I mean, if you're talking to residents, you know, they'll be noticed as long as they live in that neighborhood within that, and to pay attention to it. But we don't have the studies yet, right? Yeah, it'll be public for sure.
Thank you.
As a side note, there's two properties involved. This is one of the two.
Right, right.
It'll be a second, I think, next month for the other property next door.
Right. Okay, right. This is two lots for the one prop.
And I'm sorry, I just need to ask this question about back to that one resident. Would the residents, the non-neighboring residents, be allowed to attend the planning board? Okay. Okay, may I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Second, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Erin?
Yes.
Councilmember President Espinosa?
Yes. Item number 12, first reading, amended Chapter 2, Administration Section 18, Division of Police, Resolution Adopting Ordinance.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Section 18, Division of Police, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 17th day of June, 2025. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. May I have a motion, please? Motion, please.
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Second, Councilman Erin.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Erin?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes, thank you. Number 13, Consent Agenda Resolution. For efficiencies, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together, and the materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. Do I have a motion, please?
Offer.
Second, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Erin?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Item number 14. Resolution amending CY 2025 municipal budget. Ms. Cedar.
Resolution to amend calendar year 2025 budget. Whereas the local municipal budget for the calendar year 2025 was approved on the fourth day of March 2025, and whereas the public hearing on said budget has been held as advertised, and whereas it is desired to amend said approved budget, now therefore be it resolved by the Mayor and Township Council of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, that the following amendments to the approved budget of calendar year 2025 be made. Current fund anticipated revenue, general revenues, surplus anticipated from $12 million to $12,064,749.22. Total miscellaneous revenues, Section B, state aid without offsetting appropriations from $6,204,682.22 to $6,204,682.22. Energy receipts tax from $6,204,682.22 to $5,928,439. Total miscellaneous revenue, Section B, from $6,204,682.22 to $5,928,439. Total miscellaneous revenues, from $17,951,685.47 to $17,675,442.25. Subtotal general revenues, from $86,053,368.97 to $86,250,687.77. Amount to be raised by taxes for support of municipal budget, local tax for municipal purposes, including reserve for uncollected taxes, from $51,501,677.18 to $51,578,686. Minimum library tax, from $3,850,006.32 to $3,970,315.44. Total amount to be raised for taxes for support of municipal budget, from $55,351,683.50 to $55,549.02.30. Total general revenues, from $86,053,368.97 to $86,250,687.77. Current fund appropriations, general appropriations, A, operations excluded from CAPS, municipal library, other expenses, from $3,774,516 to $3,970,315.44. Total operations, including contingent, excluded from CAPS, from $7,847,641 to $8,043,440.44. Total general appropriations, from $86,053,368.97 to $86,250,687.77.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilmember Cahill.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Uren.
Yes.
Council President Espinosa.
Yes. Item number 15, public hearing for the amendment to CY 2025 municipal budget.
Council President, just for the general public, that was accepting $250,000 more for the library. So, but because of the way the procedure is set up in state, that had to go through the whole thing again, so.
That's for the library.
I appreciate that explanation because it's taken us some time here. Okay.
Thank you, Mayor. Opening to the remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Cedar, do we have anybody in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. Closing to the remote attendees. Opening for the in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary.
Good evening, council. Do I have to press anything now, or this has been?
No, it's a constant. It's constant, so you don't have to press anything.
Okay. Item number 11.
I'm sorry, Mr. Akins, this is just for the budget, for the CY 2025 budget amendment.
Then I'll hold my questions till later. Yes. If it's only pertaining to the budget.
Have another chance,
yeah. Yep.
You sure?
Absolutely, yes. I see no one at the podium at this time. Closing to the in-person attendees. Resolution adoption of CY 2025 municipal budget. Cedar, here we go.
Be resolved by the Township Council of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, that the budget herein before set forth is hereby adopted and shall constitute an appropriation for the purposes stated of the sums therein set forth as appropriations and authorization of the amount of $51,578,686.86 for municipal purposes, and $3,970,315.44 minimum library tax. General revenue surplus anticipated, $12,064,749.22. Miscellaneous revenues anticipated, $17,886,936.25. Receipts from delinquent taxes, $750,000. Amount to be raised by taxation for municipal purposes, $51,578,686.86. Amount to be raised by taxation minimum library tax, $3,970,315.44. Total revenues, $86,250,687.77. General appropriations within caps, operations including contingent, $50,353,042. Deferred charges and statutory expenditures, municipal, $6,644,040. Excluded from caps, operations, total operations excluded from caps, $8,043,440.44. Capital improvements, $7,200,000. Municipal debt service, $9,758,900. Deferred charges, municipal, $2,662,003.25. Reserve for uncollected taxes, $1,589,262.08. Total appropriations, $86,250,687.77.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Second, Councilman Irwin.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilmember Cahill.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Irwin.
Yes.
Council President Espinosa.
Yes. Thank you. Item number 17, announcements and comments from the officials. Councilmember Cahill.
Thank you very much. Yes. Remind folks that we are in voting season. Early voting is at JFK Library, and it will be through Sunday, and that's for any Middlesex County employee, and then June 10th. So we, you know, all here believe that we should exercise that right, so please get out to vote. I also believe we do not meet again until June 17th, so that means Father's Day will be upon us before our next meeting. So I'd like to wish all of the gentlemen here a very happy Father's Day, and to the spouses of Councilwoman Rashid and Councilwoman Lombardi, and our clerk, and to all the residents of Piscataway, a very happy Father's Day. And graduation season is upon us, and so best luck to all of our graduates. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Lombardi.
I would like to thank Councilman Dennis for a very successful bike rodeo last weekend. It was another crummy weather day, but good weather prevailed, and many kids came out for the bike rodeo. So that was a big success, and thank you for that. And I'd also like to tell people that the street fair is next Saturday, rain or shine, June 14th. So come out and enjoy the street fair.
Thank you so much. Councilmember Rashid.
I wanted to wish everyone an Eid Mubarak. We are celebrating Eid tomorrow. So I wanted to wish everyone, you know, a safe and happy time with your families and loved ones. The other thing is the Cultural Arts Commission is planning a wonderful lineup of summer concert series in the park. So just giving a heads up, we'll share more details, you know, when the concerts are close by.
The details are out. The letter is out there with all of the bands that'll be there.
Yes. So looking forward to that. I do have a question, if the administration had reached out to the school board, because last meeting we did decide that we will reach out to them. Did we reach out? Has anything been set up? I just wanted to see if there's an update on that.
You know, if you could refresh my memory, what are we talking about?
So in the last meeting, we were talking about the videos, the property tax. There's been a lot of back and forth. And one of the comments was that we will try to get in touch with the school board and try to see if, you know, where we can work together, because we are a community and we'll work together. Mm-hmm. I'm just asking if there is any update on that.
I myself did not personally speak to an individual at the Board of Ed with respect to that. Perhaps maybe some of the other folks might.
I don't mind answering. I don't have a problem meeting with the administration over there. Mm-hmm. Sent two letters to the board president, which was never responded to. And the truth of the matter is, there's a lot of people outraged by the increase that the school district did. Listen, I'm not faulting them for doing a budget, but what I can tell you is that when they know that they're going to have the largest tax increase in the history of our community, they should not be putting an additional $1.5 million into reserve funds, and they're hiring other professional staff. If allegedly they're thinking, I mean, you just don't do stuff like that. Wait till people get their tax bill come July. There's going to be a lot of angry people around here, and I don't want to hear from the school district, especially some of the board members, that they're lacking funds. They have more revenue now than they ever had in the history of this town. More. They have so much revenue, they already have a $37 million reserve set up for capital improvement funds, and you're allowed to do other things. So between all the economic developments, I think just alone this year, the assessed ratables gave them an additional $11 million. I mean, so I don't even want to hear that they're lacking short. The state, they got an additional state aid last year of $4.8 million. They took a haircut of $800,000. But what they're not telling you is that they got a bump through the economic development in this town, which is way more than would cancel out that. So I have no problems meeting with anybody over there. But the end of the day is it's almost like their death tone, or tone death, I should say, to what's going to go on. And I'm telling you right now, everybody in this day should be outraged at that increase right there. That's going to, because you know why? It's everybody on this dais that's going to get the questions by the residents when those tax bills hit in July. And once again, I'll reiterate, I have no problems meeting with the administration over there, with the acting superintendent and the professional staff and things like that. And we have a lot of collaborative efforts that we work with the Board of Ed over the years. I mean, now you got some Board of Ed members talk, oh, give us some of the pilot money. No, you're not going to get any of the pilot money. Anybody up on this dais that votes to give any of that pilot money away is a vote against our community center, because that's what's funding the debt service. That's what's going to fund the ecological park and the additional. So the answer is no.
The property, but they still get revenue from that.
Yeah, they still get the revenue. And if it wasn't for the fact that they wouldn't be getting any revenue like that. I mean, and all the properties that are in redevelopments are all been mostly environmentally challenged properties where they were getting nothing. Now they're getting something out of it. I just, it's bizarre. It really is. While you have other districts around the state taking it on the chin, financially, laying off people and everything, the Piscataway School District is increasing personnel, which tells me they have a lot of revenue. So I don't know. I'm just stunned at the insinuation that we're starving the school district of funds. If that was the case, how come they got $11 million more this year? They got $8 million like 2024 additionally they didn't have before, and then they got another $9 million in 2023 that they didn't have before because of the assessed ratables. So they got a lot of revenue going down in that school district right now, which is a good thing because they're allowed to do it on the programming. But you also have to, we as officials up on this board have to look at the overall economics of our community. And doing it a $400 hit in 1 year, I'm telling you right now, people are going to be in pitchforks out there, and I'll be damned if I'm going to have everybody on this dais and myself get the blame for it.
I said my piece on that.
Right. The school district is a great, I mean, we have a really great school district, amazing kids, no doubt about that. But this was what we discussed last time, that we will have a discussion with them. I just wanted an update to see, did we make any progress? We should be having constructive discussions. Yes, you have valid points, but they're not the full points. They have their point of view. There are, you know, resources that need to be given. You can choose between teachers and students programs. So this is a discussion we should be having with them.
Councilwoman, I have no problems discussing them, but the fact of the matter is they're swimming in money right now. And that is the statistics, that's what's out there. We do a lot of economics with the school district here in town. We share a lot of things. We take care of a lot of things. We allow, they allow some of the rec program to happen free of charge over in the facilities. We do the same over at the community center. So we're taking care of Green Acres now. We do a lot of programming. So there's a lot of cross town. But I'm sorry, when you have certain Board of Ed members saying that we're basically hurting the school district left and right, when that is simply not the case. Look, listen, there's nobody in this room or in the municipal government or in town, they want to see their kids get educated because that's a sign of a good community and we do the right thing. But the end of the day is to be out there demagoguing that stuff, it's just terrible.
No one denies that the school system is good in Piscataway, that's for sure. And she just wants to open dialogue between us and them. And there's no problem with that.
And I think, Councilwoman, I think that... you know, I think the question should be, and I think I mentioned this on the last meeting, that it's a two-way street, right? So I have not heard that the Board of Ed had reached out either.
But we discussed in our meeting that we'll be reaching out. We don't have any problems.
Well, I think the language, I think it was, we will work together on something. So, you know, again, a two-way street, right? So, I mean, there's scheduling to be made and discussions to be had. Who reaches out to who, you know, I mean, if it's a stalemate in that case, then it's something, you know, bigger than that.
Transparency is transparency.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Councilmember Rashid, was that all?
That's it, thank you.
No problem. Councilmember Earn?
Yes, I just want to tell everybody that we had a very successful T-ball season recreation, and on June 16th, we're going to be doing our pizza party and our trophy presentation up at Little League, 7 o'clock. council is welcome, and I want everybody to have an enjoyable summer.
What's the date?
What's the date?
June 16th.
Thank you.
It's a Monday.
Thank you.
Great job.
Thank you, Councilman Earn. Mayor?
No, just we're getting ready for preparation for the summer. We're in full swing. We're expecting next week that the Centennial Avenue project's going to get underway right out there. Long awaited. Just asking the residents, please be patient out there, because it's probably going to take at least 16 months during the construction out there. Just an aside note, Frank, on there was a question about Brett Street. PSE&G was finally, Gas Division was finally out there this week starting to move the services. We're hoping within 2 weeks that they'll have everything finished up by the end of the month. Public Works can go in and finish paving. I know on Winant Street.
Maybe they come to Winans next.
Yes. So they're supposed to, a PS is supposed to mobilize at the end of this month out on Winant and also, Frank, out on the balance of Cedarwood out there to get that. So we're hoping by the middle of July, you know, Winant will be, at least the utility companies will be finished. What they're doing now. They're going to replace the entire gas line with the new PVC line out there on Winans, which is a good thing for the residents out there because they're going to have better pressure. We're going to be also, the Piscataway Sewer Division is going to be handling the improvements for the sanitary sewer on Washington Avenue and also Washington Avenue and Carlton Avenue. They're going to start the reconstruction of that. That should be about a 72-hour job out there. So it'll be intermittent traffic delays out there. We're working with the county engineering department in regards to that for detour plans. So on top of a lot of the other streets that are under reconstruction right now, so there's a lot of progress out there. We just awarded the contract for Loveguard Street, which is our 2024 local aid project. So we're expecting that'll be underway probably sometime the middle of July out there. So there's a lot of, I'm just asking the residents why all these road projects are underway, just to please be patient about that. So it's a lot of reconstruction out there. And then of course, we're out to bid right now on the remediation of the ecological park. So we're hoping at the July meeting, we'll be able to award the contract for that, which is going to be paid for through the pilots. So.
Thank you, Mayor. Councilmember Rashid, I know you have to step away. No problem.
Thank you.
Wish you a very happy holiday.
Yeah. Thank you too much. Yeah.
Thank you, Mayor.
I know it's a big food fest afterwards.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Mayor. I do have, just to remind the residents that we do have some of the street improvement schedule on the site, correct? Like an estimation?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
I should say.
Okay, just a reminder.
Oh, I was going to ask that same question because we know some people on some cul-de-sacs down the streets.
The issue is that we still have about 15 streets that are left over from the 23 and then year 24 list that we're still waiting for utility companies to move the poles or whatever the gas lines. Public Works is ready to go and do that. We're going to be running the same thing with the 25. We got about 8 or 9 streets we all know right away. So we're working as best we can. I'm just, you know, the good news, at least things are happening.
Thank you, Mayor. Business Administrator Cassarelli.
Thank you, Council President. The mayor just took what I was going to update. I was going to say a lot of capital projects are ongoing, so please, please sign up for rave alerts. I have received phone calls where folks are asking me, why didn't anybody tell me? And I say, well, are you signed up for our rave? And they say, well, what is that? So please sign up and you'll get notifications as to road closures, detours and such. The other thing that's going on is we're having some work done in our stormwater, actually our wastewater lines to minimize, it's called INI, inflow and infiltration. So that's ongoing and that happens when the flows are at their lowest, when we're all sleeping. So you might see some work going on in the area like 1:30 a.m. or so. So that's when they have to line the pipes and save us some tax dollars in terms of not treating stormwater in our wastewater system.
And that's good to know.
And that's all I have for tonight. Thank you.
It's the non-sexy stuff that saves us dollars, really, at the end of the day.
And a lot, yeah. And it's good. And the township has a very good proactive plan to start to minimize that. So it's excellent.
Ms. Cassarelli, do you know whether or not we have that rape information on our website?
As a matter of fact, it's it should be right there with the links in front, because I just spoke to our public information officer and I said, because I after I got the phone call, I said, where is the link? So it is right up front on the first page of our website.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So for our residents, please visit our website and you probably have all the information that you need there. Township Attorney, Mr. Coomer.
No comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Just like Councilmember Michelle was saying, that it was a great turnout for the rodeo. Thank you for everyone who came out. I would like to thank personally Keep Middlesex Moving for partnering with us to help us throw that event. They're excellent in what they do to keep and have the residents aware of public safety when it comes to bicycle riding, scooters, and everything else. It's becoming more and more popular. We had obstacle courses there, and you know, our Piscataway Police Department was there, community outreach was there. So we had a lot of members there helping everyone out. As a community, that's the way it should be. So it was great to see all the kids there enjoying themselves, and as well, you know, believe it or not, some of the parents were not wearing helmets, and they were there to educate them and why it's so important to wear a helmet when it comes down to bicycle riding. So I was happy. I was actually witnessing that. So it was great. So it was great to hear that. So thank you very much, everyone, for attending. Oh, one more thing. Please drive carefully. There is the Piscataway High School prom tomorrow. So there will be a lot of cars out there. Please be patient and drive safely, please. Okay, item number 18, agenda session for June 17th. Ordinance second reading, amending chapter 2, administration section 18, division of police, open to public resolution, adopting ordinance. Ordinance first reading, amending various chapters of the revised general ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, resolution adopting ordinance. Resolution appointment of Paula Cassarelli as business administrator. Yay. Resolution approving submission of grant application and execution of grant contract, New Jersey DOT for 11th Street Road improvements. Resolution authorizing Piscataway Township to participate in the NJSBA cooperative pricing system. Resolution authorizing Piscataway Township to participate in the NJEdge.net Inc. Edge Market Cooperative Pricing System. Resolution authorizing refund of picnic fees, Carol Saunders. Motion accept council meeting minutes March 4th, 2025 and April 15th, 2025. Item number 19. Opening to the public. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Cedar, do we have anybody in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Closing to the remote attendees. Opening to the in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. Just a reminder to everyone that's in attendance right now that you do have 3 minutes. We do have a timer. So once you're 10 seconds to your 3 minutes, I will remind you that you have 10 seconds to speak. Thank you.
Kostas Eftimios, 58 Curtis, Piscataway, New Jersey. My issue is with property maintenance, the negligence, and public embezzlement. Too many people out here. I wish they had all stayed. This is the second time I'm facing a job in judge in Piscataway on account of that issue, negligence. Judge says, no, I'm not doing that. It's got to go to county. No, said the mayor, can't go to the county. You got to prosecute here. Legal Aid felt sorry for me after he heard the story. But he took me to the prosecutor. Prosecutor read over my story and says, I'm not taking this to the judge. So we're standing, the legal aid and I are standing in front of the judge. And the judge says, bring all parties involved in my chambers. I'll get to the bottom of this. No, said the mayor. We're taking it out of this court and we're sending it to South Plainfield. No legal aid and my complaint, non-existent. Justice, right here. All this justice at work. Mr. Ring, when was the last time you walked down the neighborhood and saw the ugly? That pavement, that new pavement that went on Prospect is peeling off on the skirt at Curtis. Great job. We do it again. It's okay. Any pavement that goes on around here, the manhole never bring up to grade. They leave us with potholes. Your work ethic is nothing but a finagle job. That's how you people work. That's where justice is.
Council President, I just have to let the record reflect. I don't know what court case he's talking about. Nobody from my office has ever called to court over a judge. I just want to let the record reflect on that, Counselor, and I think you would concur with that.
Yes, the township does not get involved in court matters. They're a separate entity.
Thank you for that clarification, Mayor. Anyone else? Mr. Aiken, this is your moment.
David Akins, Ambrose Valley Lane. I'm going to be quick. Item number 11. Can you elaborate what's being done or proposed to be done for item number 11?
Sure, it's a two-phase project. The first phase is senior single families, and then the second phase will be multi-families for seniors. So it's senior housing. It's a senior housing project.
Any idea when that will commence?
They're going to have to go through the process of the planning board and submit, go through that process. Right now, we're just executing the redevelopment plan.
Okay, item 13K. What's the address? This is under the consent agenda.
David, some of the properties are along West 7th Street and some of the road projects that we're doing in conjunction with the county and also of our road projects like on 11th Street, David, on the over on the entrance into Columbus Park, West 7th, New Market Road. Correct me if I'm wrong, Raj. There's a whole slew of them.
Yeah, I think this is for the 4-year rotating assessments, though. I think this one's for
13P. What's being done at the Westergaard Library?
We're replacing the digital signboard, David, that was hit by a car. Car went off the road and hit the signboard.
I 13Q for Quebec, change order one, energy savings. Would you just elaborate exactly what that is?
Sure. It's for a warranty on the battery for our solar system. It's for when they were going to install the canopy at Westergaard Library, they ran into some issues that they had to do spread footings, so they needed to amend the contract to allow for that. And then the last is for additional cameras at the canopy at Sterling Village.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Aikens. Have a good night. I see no one at the podium. Closing to the in-person attendees. Motion to adjourn.
Hold on, Council President. I would be remiss if I didn't say something. Fortunately, I was not here at the last meeting. I was here via phone. Person from the general public did come up and take a public shot at our police department. I know that individual's running for the state assembly. I respectfully disagree. She tried to claim that our town is not safe. That is factually incorrect. We live in a very safe community out there. And I think what she ought to do is concentrate on more asking herself why she raised taxes by $400 on the average assessed house instead of worrying about everything else. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Have a good night.